Welcome to unofficial Site Village Birmingham coverage with Jacob and Andre. Tweet at Freaky Foof or at Jacob Rosin on Twitter to ask questions from exhibitors. We go around and ask live. We wish you happy listening experience.
We're here at Site Village and I'm here with Andre.
Hello.
And Jacob.
Hello.
And Lindy.
Brindy.
Windy.
Brindy.
Brind. Yeah. And you're the guide.
Yeah.
And Paul.
Yeah. Hello.
And I'm Claire. Andre, you've been to Site Village before, haven't you?
I have been here twice before. This is my third time.
And what do you think of it this year?
Much better than last year by a great deal, including the non-rude woman at the queue counter for food.
can you tell us why it's better this year?
Well, I don't know. I think last year when I came, I didn't come late, but I didn't come early. And the thing is, everybody was sort of not around. It was quite strange.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened, because I arrived at about the same time, but there seemed to be less people and less interest. This year, it does seem to be more people, more interest, and a lot more going on. And I've already seen a few things that I would love to buy if I had money.
What would you like to buy?
The ultra bike.
Oh. Have you been on it? I want to go on it.
They wouldn't let me on it.
Will they?
Because I'm black and I would steal it.
But, I think I put that.
Brilliant.
The Aftershock headphones, the wired ones, £50 for those. I could easily see myself with some of those.
Did you like the quality of the music though? Eh?
The music didn't bother me.
Okay. Yeah,
but the sound was tremendous. And I'm not a big fan of headphones like that usually.
No.
So it was a nice surprise. Genuinely shocked how good it sounded.
That's why I asked, knowing how you are, how into music you are, so
yes.
I thought you would have an opinion on
it. But if, you know, even if I don't use it for music, being out and about and being able to listen to Blind Square and all those things that I use would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And not covering up my actual ears.
Of course. Yeah.
Did you try them?
No, we haven't yet.
You absolutely
have.
They're amazing, actually. I love it.
Yeah, shock.
So, go to Jakob.
Jakob, you're not from this country, are you?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Estonia.
Estonia, and you come all the way over here from Site Village?
Yes, actually. Andre told me about Site Village. Actually, I heard his live stream last, if it was London, at London last year.
Yeah.
So I heard his live stream, and I really wanted to go, because you don't get events like that in Estonia. So I thought I would come and see, and so far I'm very much enjoying that.
Yeah. And so this is your first time here?
First time on Site Village, yeah. I'm third time at UK. I was here in February and then at Wales in April. But yeah, now I'm in London and Site Village in Birmingham.
So what do you think? What have your main impressions been then, apart from the size of it?
What sort of things that you're sort of taking away from it so far? What are you wowing about?
I would say the headphones, but Andre already did, so I can't anymore.
Yeah, you can, because it's, you know,
well, the headphones are great, yeah, but I just a few minutes ago checked out the Barclays Talking ATM, which is amazing. You know, they have, as they told me, they have 80 or 90% of their ATMs talking. You don't get it over there in Estonia,
yeah,
because most of the ATMs just go beep at you. They all are the same beep, so you can't make difference at all. And the layout is usually different per machine, so it is not very helpful. So if I will move to UK, I would go with Barclays anyway.
Oh,
to have talking
to the UK, yeah.
Move to the UK.
Yeah. So you don't need to be with Barclays, because I've used one.
No, you don't.
So between these people that... So on the one hand, you've got Andre, who... has been here before, but is finding a few new things to talk about and to be enthused about. And you have been here for the first time. What between you, have a conversation, but what between you would you say that Site Village could do with, or not is missing, but in a sort of friendly critique way, what would you like to see at Site Village? What would your Site
Just
Village
Wi-Fi.
The future consist
That's
of?
Just
want.
Wi-Fi.
That's
you know, right now we're on 3G connection and it might go bang at any moment. We need Wi-Fi to do proper streams, and then we could bring the Site Village to more people. And well, hopefully, you have more customers next time.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, if we had even an expenses paid trip up here, right?
Yeah.
Just for the joy of going around, interviewing every single stand,
yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I would hire a team of people to help me carry all the crap that I need.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm already doing that.
Well, that you are.
Actually, because right now I am carrying my backpack and my laptop case, yeah. And it's all very heavy. I could do more things, but you know, I have so much to carry with me. It's all very fun and cool. I like it. But yeah,
we sit here. I mean, I'm like, I work for QAC, so, and I'm part of the Site Village steering group, and we kind of think of all these different ideas about what we think people might want. And we thought about things like, you know, some kind of fringe festival where people could, you know, where you could have something either after the day itself where there was music or, you know.
That'd be great fun. And, you could have a little talent show business.
So I don't know if it would, yeah. But basically, the opportunity for people who are entrepreneurial, perhaps, that have a visual impairment to show their skills, but then to invite members of the public, perhaps. I don't know, because at the moment we're talking to ourselves, really. Yeah. So what could we... These are the kind of things we think about. We tend to think about... what's the word I'm looking for? Off-the-wall ideas, almost. Or maybe things like, you know, getting in touch with app developers and getting them to come down so you can feed back to them.
That would be a good idea, because the thing is, the mobile market is so huge these days that, you know, I wanted to try and get Ilkka, the guy who made Blind Square, to come over from Finland, but he's busy.
Yeah.
But he would be at an event like this.
He
was going to try and give me, you know, codes to manage it, but he didn't manage to send them in time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would have been, you know, that's good publicity.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Actually,
well, yeah.
Actually, for you to tell, as far as I know, if you go to your iTunes App Store, you're on your iPhone, and you download BSC Vet, which is the test version of Blind Square Beta. During the site release right now, or here, it works as full version, so you can actually use it.
Oh, wow. So if you're in the Birmingham area... You can use it.
You can use a fully fledged version.
So there, not if you go too far or the Savage is over, it returns to its test version. It shows you only one location, but over here it works as full version, which is very cool.
That's worth people knowing. Then, if they're in Birmingham, you can get Blind Square.
You should let people know, because I know Claire's had a lot of trouble with it, but I believe strongly, apart from the fact that I did the sounds, that's aside the point. It is a good and well thought out app, and the thing is, he's always developing it. I've spoke to him on Saturdays, on Sundays, late at night, early in the morning. He's always there.
The thing I mean, we're moving subjects quite interestingly, but it's the thing I find difficult. I love it until the point that I get about 20 feet from where I am, and it drops me completely. It just makes your nice sound that says you're there, more or less, and it stops tracking. And I know that's to do with current technology, I suppose. Like,
I think what you're suffering is from Urban Canyon.
We are. And when you get near-field communication built in, then I think we'll have a clue.
Things will change.
Because then it'll be able to say left a bit, right a bit, and it'll know where you are. That'll be the idea.
If Apple allow you to connect external GPS receivers, you might have better luck too.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they do yet. I know they didn't back in the day.
Yeah.
But I haven't bothered trying recently. And it might be something like that.
Yeah.
So that's not the fault of it, but it's still a problem.
Yeah.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's all it would be. But I like it. But Claire's not. You like Ariadne.
No, worth 10 or 11 spent.
Ariadne GPS she likes. So, yeah.
But the thing is, Blind Square now has basically the features of Ariadne anyway.
It does.
There is a GPS screen that's now in the latest version just as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it has the same info as Ariadne does.
I like to have more reassurance. I don't want to be walking like 500 paces and then it says, oh, it's slightly back to the left. I'm going, oh, okay. And I know Ariadne is, it gives that tracker, doesn't it? So if you're getting too near... too far away, it beeps in a different way. It beeps higher or something, doesn't it? And then, one way or the other, or more of a frequent beep as you're getting closer to the thing that you need to find. And I think that would be nice to have that on Blind Square as it goes.
The thing is, I'm using both in conjunction.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't, not at all.
And as well, the fact that you could background the app and have the voiceover, the voice still talking to you.
Yeah.
You mean you don't have to keep touching the phone with Ariadne? You've got to leave it in the screen or whatever.
Yeah.
So both are important.
Tell Andre what you think the Blind Square should have been called.
The Visual Quadrant.
I see.
Because everyone's a bit funny about blind, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the blind...
It is a bit forward, isn't it?
It is a bit. The whole blind... I don't know.
It's the most obvious one to come up with, isn't it? Because there was already Foursquare and it's based on Foursquare.
Right.
So that's why you call it Blind Square.
It's a mix of game and fun and usefulness as well.
Yes, it is.
And that's the thing.
I
got it.
Yes. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, he's a good guy anyway, so.
Yeah, certainly.
All right. Well, that's...
And he pays well.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's very good. Well, I think our interview's done. The view is still live, so...
We're always live.
Yeah, we're always live. Even if we are not live, we're still live.
We're live.
Actually, if we're not live, we're... recordings, hopefully.
So we're on the BBC.
If we are not, then yeah. We had just a great talk.
Live from Sidewinds 2013, Andre Louis and Jakub Rosin.